Please note, this audio was made by me, POV Scribe, for publication on Reddit. Please do not download, repost, host, or otherwise share my content anywhere without my explicit and written consent. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy this presentation. I can't help but wonder if I've done something wrong. Mother always told me that I would need to be patient. She had to wait nearly a decade until Father arrived. Compared to my paltry 3 years, it hardly seems worth worrying about. But Mother had at least a handful of men make it to the bottom floors of her dungeon. I've not had a single human adventurer come anywhere close to the final floors in my own. So, I cannot help but wonder if I designed it poorly. Did I make it too difficult? Are my standards too high? Is that it? No, I refuse to believe that. The only explanation is that none yet have been worthy. I glance around my lair. My miniature palace. My home is massive and richly decorated. Luxurious beds, fine carpets, lovely tapestries, great works of art, chandeliers lit with magic. It certainly makes for an impressive sight. One section of my home is decorated to a massive treasure pile, stacked high with gold coins, glittering jewels, and magical trinkets. Mounted on the wall behind it are several sets of enchanted weapons and armor. Their quality is unparalleled, for I have a lot of time to practice down here all by myself. I have not left my chamber once in the 3 years since I finished the construction of my dungeon. It is a lovely room, yes, but it is a prison of my own design. It is so lonely down here. Reading books and crafting magical items can only do so much to alleviate one's boredom. How much longer must I wait for my beloved to arrive? That is the only treasure I truly yearn for. A rumbling noise in the distance draws my attention. Could it be? As the massive doors to my chamber open, I can't help but let out a squeak of excitement. Finally, at long last, my wait has come to an end. A man stands at the entrance. He is covered head to toe in armor. I can't even make out his face. I recognize some of his equipment. A hefty silver broadsword, an armored gauntlet that can shoot fireballs, a powerful crossbow that fires bolts of pure electricity, powerful artifacts, and I crafted every one of them. I had left them in the upper floors, prizes for whatever adventurer was capable enough to claim them, and with each floor that the human adventurers descend, I left greater and greater treasures, enticing them down further. For him to have claimed so many, he must have made it through a great deal of previously unexplored floors. He has gone further than any before him, and succeeded where thousands have failed. The armored hero looks around, confused. He was expecting some fearsome beast, no doubt. A boss worthy of the final floor and greatest treasure. But I am fully capable of defending myself and need no such guardian. After all, the other lovely monster women who populate my dungeon serve as a triage system. If a man cannot evade them, then he deserves to become the husband of whichever monster caught him. I will only accept the best. The armored hero finally notices me. I greet him with a smile and invite him to step closer. He obliges, stepping forward with one hand on the hilt of his sword. He is curious, but cautious. I am glad that he did not immediately try to attack me. It's so much better this way. My smile grows as he stands before me. I can see him much more clearly now. And even under all of his armor, I can tell that his physique is exceptional. He is lean, muscular, powerful. Exactly my type. He asks me who I am. I laugh and I tell him that I am an echidna. As he can see, I have the upper half of a gorgeous human female. However, from the waist down, I have the large, powerful tail of a serpent, over 6 feet long. His eyes immediately fall upon my generous chest, and his gaze struggles to pull away. That is to be expected. To gaze upon an echidna is to gaze upon perfection. I sense the breath catching in his throat. Oh, this is just perfect. I won't even need a charm spell. I reach my hands up and cup my breasts, sighing and moaning for him. Already I sense my effect on him. His heart rate begins to quicken, and a bulge begins to form in his pants. I reveal that he is the first to ever reach me, and in doing so, that he is the only one who is worthy of me. I am the treasure of the final floor, and the pleasure and joy that I will bring him will make any magical trinket pale in comparison. I outstretch a hand and curl a long finger, beckoning him to shed his armor and step closer. He hesitates, of course. He wouldn't have made it this far if he didn't know how to deal with seductive monsters. No, I will need to show him that I am genuine. With a snap of my fingers, I magically remove my top, revealing my ample, pillowy breasts and my stiff nipples. The weight of his stare intensifies, and I can hear him swallow nervously. I slither towards him, slowly, so as not to alarm him. I reach out and remove his helmet. Oh, what a handsome face you have. I reach out and brush my finger against his face, delighting in the feeling of his stubble tickling my fingertip. You've been down here a while, haven't you? Well, you've made it. Your efforts deserve to be rewarded, hero. Before he can get a word in, I lean forward and place my lips against his. As we kiss, I use a trickle of magic to send my feelings to him, letting him know my full intentions. He mumbles in surprise, but does not resist. As I break the kiss and lean back, he shares my growing smile. Now he knows what I plan to do with him, and he is starting to look forward to it. And with a snap of my fingers, I easily remove his armor, making it vanish with a puff of magical smoke. I created it, after all. I reach one hand towards his lower half and begin to massage his stiff bulge through his pants. He grunts and begins to moan for me. I pinch the tip of his cock through his pants, gently kneading and massaging it. I use my other hand to brush against his face again, taking hold of his head and bringing his lips to mine for another kiss. I delight as I sense his cock grow even harder. I can barely hold myself back. I would love nothing more than to rip his clothes off and take him. But I must be patient. I have waited years for this moment. I can wait a few more minutes. Besides, my kind does not take by force. We do not rape. We seduce. In just a moment, he will be begging me to lavish him with attention, and I will happily oblige him. As I stroke his cock, I decide to stroke his ego as well. You deserve this, dear hero. You deserve the greatest treasure and the greatest pleasure. For you alone are worthy of it. Where others have failed, you succeeded. Your strength, your wits, your reflexes. I can sense the strength of your soul simply by looking at you. Yes, you are worthy of an echidna. However, just to be completely certain, I smile at him again, and my hands wind their way to his waist. I did not create his pants, so I tug them down manually. He eagerly allows me, and his cock soon springs free, pointing out towards me and begging for attention. I sigh lovingly at the sight of it. So very hard. So very eager. His eyes dart to mine. He knows that he is in no danger, and yet he can't help but feel a little afraid, as he should. He'll never be able to go back once I'm done with him. Nothing else will compare. I lower my head to his cock, and he shivers with anticipation. What will I do to him, he wonders. How will I live up to my promise of unequaled pleasure? I open my mouth and stretch out my tongue. It's long, far longer than any human's, with a forked tip. It eagerly darts towards his exposed shaft and gently laps against the tip of his cock. Just that little motion makes him gasp, and a grin begins to form on his face. I lick him for a while, then decide to escalate things. I stretch out my tongue even further and begin to coil it down and around his shaft, wrapping it up tightly. His knees wobble, and his hands grip my head as he groans. I hum in amusement and allow him to push my head further onto his cock as my tongue wraps its way to his base. His cock is helpless, utterly restrained in my tongue's embrace. I move my mouth up and down along his covered cock, freely manipulating my tongue all the while. My double-layered ministrations make him moan and writhe, and his blissful cries fill the chamber like music. I delight in the way his cock throbs and pulses, wrapped up in my tongue. Swirling around him, back and forth, my taste buds brush against him, and he tastes divine. Yes, I am becoming more and more certain he is the one. But to be absolutely sure, I will need to taste his essence. I have waited long enough. It is time to feed. Gazing up at him lovingly, I reach out a hand. I gently grip his sack, squeezing his balls ever so gently, and he gives me his loudest and sweetest moan yet. I feel his cock twitch in my embrace, feel his balls tighten. It is time. He arches his back and cranes his neck as he begins to orgasm, but he refuses to look away from me. I look right into his eyes as I feel the seed rush through his cock, bursting out into my waiting mouth. As he erupts, I squeeze him with my tongue, continuing to stimulate and pleasure him at the height of his bliss. His seed spills onto my tongue. I give a strong suck and instantly swallow it down. As a monster, my body is designed to process the life energy contained in a human man's semen. But this is especially true for an echidna. I must be absolutely certain that my mate is worthy. The more delicious his seed, the stronger it is, and the more compatible we are. And as my taste buds lap up the first drops of his essence, I know that he is the one. My eyes flare wide, and I redouble my efforts, slurping and sucking on him with even greater intensity. His cries, his mews grow louder and louder, and I suck the seed from his body, devouring his essence as if it were ambrosia. And finally, his groans and pulses weaken, and I release his spent cock from my mouth with a pop, withdrawing my tongue and smacking my lips. I look up at him with a sweet smile and thank him for the meal. He looks down at me, eyes shining with gratitude, and mutters something in stunned disbelief. But, my perfect hero, we are not done yet. Oh no. My smile grows a little wider, revealing my two pointed fangs. He tilts his head curiously, unsure of my plans. I lean my head back towards his cock, planting a chaste kiss on his tip, which makes him shiver. Then I keep moving downward, gripping his thighs and bringing my head below his sack. I extend my tongue and give his balls a playful lick, which makes him groan and sway, causing his sack to move side to side. I play with him for a moment, then laugh and open my mouth wide, extending my fangs. He gazes at me, lust and curiosity burning in his eyes, and more than a hint of fear. But he decides to trust me and begs me with his eyes to proceed. I bring my fangs to the skin between his legs, his sack pressing comfortably against my cheek, and I bite him, pressing my fangs gently into him. Two pinpricks of blood, and he lets out a groan, not of pain, but of bliss, as I inject him with my venom. He gasps and squirms, feeling the aphrodisiac race through his body at an impossible speed. Unnatural warmth rushes through him, causing his cock to surge again. It is even harder than before, and throbs with each beat of his excited heart. My venom carries more subtle effects as well. I can feel power draining from my body, slowly flowing into his. I know that my lifespan is being shortened by this, but his is being extended. Finally, I have claimed my mate. The potency of my substance is clear. He looks down at me with a pitiable expression, begging for my attention. He lets out a needy groan, and seminal fluid has already begun to leak from the tip of his rapidly swelling cock. What a delicious expression. My own body has begun to drip with anticipation, and I smile at him, cupping my breasts again. Then I begin to coil my body around his, moving around him and wrapping him tightly in my coils. I leave him room to breathe, but he can do little else but writhe in my embrace. His skin feels wonderful, brushing against my scales, and I can feel his hardness poke against my belly. I place my hands on his face, caressing him. "Oh, my handsome hero, is something the matter? You look as if you're in pain. Isn't there anything I can do to help you? You'll have to tell me exactly what it is that you want." He cries out, begging me to extinguish the fire that my venom has lit within him. His hips buck, and he groans as he tries to brush his cock against my scales, desperate for stimulation. "Oh my, did my venom do this to you, darling? Well, there's only one way to fix that." I lean back and use two fingers to spread apart my folds, showing him the softness of my insides. His eyes flit downward, growing wide as saucers. My cunt drips with anticipation. My second mouth is eager to devour him, to gorge on his essence. He looks at me with burning intensity, his fear completely gone. Only lust remains. "Oh yes, darling. Your poor aching cock will be going in here now. And if you thought my tongue was amazing, well, you are in for quite the treat. Look at me, darling. Look how eager my body is to take you in. Now, are you ready, darling? Ready for me to drain you? Ready to experience the greatest pleasure the world can offer? All you have to do is say, please." "Good boy." I wrap my tail around his back and push him forward, and the tip of his cock parts my lips and begins to push into me. I tighten my coils around him, wanting to be as close to him as possible. His shaft begins to enter me, and we both let out a moan. His throbbing cock fills me to perfection, and once he is inside of me to the hilt, the walls of my cunt immediately set to work, and I begin to milk him. My venom has made him incredibly sensitive, and he shouts in bliss. My cunt grips him so tightly, he can barely pull out and thrust back in. I take control, using my tail to push him inside of me and to draw him back out, manipulating him like a puppet. His cries of unadulterated joy flood directly into my ears, tingling my senses and making me desire him all that much more. Yes, this is what I have been waiting for. For one of my kind, there is no greater joy than having your mate willingly submit to your coils, feeling the incredible throbbing organ trapped inside of me makes all those lonely years worth the trouble. The ecstasy of mating is making my new husband weep with joy. He continues to struggle in my coils, not to escape, but simply to revel in the feeling of my scales brushing against him. Even the contact of our skin brings him pleasure, another benefit of my venom. Oh, you learn so quickly, husband. Such a good boy you are. I think you deserve a reward. I adjust my posture and push my breasts into his face. He immediately latches onto them, taking my nipple into his mouth and beginning to lick and suck on it. I coo happily and stroke his head, offering him lustful whispers and assuring him that he deserves this. He begins to suckle for me more aggressively. Perhaps he wishes to drink from me. Oh, darling, I have no milk to give you. Not just yet. Oh, but that will change soon, won't it? After all, don't I deserve a reward as well? Yes, darling, and you already know what I want, don't you? You can feel it. You are my husband now, and you have a responsibility to fulfill. You are going to make me with child. Yes, darling. You alone are worthy of breeding with me. Your strength, your brilliance, your courage. I tasted the perfection in your essence. Our children will inherit your power. They will be so wonderful, darling. So wonderfully strong. And did you know an echidna can birth any number of different monsters? We can even create a new species. Does that excite you, darling? Doesn't the prospect of creating new life with me sound simply perfect? Oh, darling, I can feel how badly you need to come. Submit to me. Give me all of your seed, lover. The burning won't stop until I've taken every single drop, every single sperm cell. Don't imagine it, my dear. Don't you love the thought of making me pregnant, heavy with your child? Wouldn't you like to see my belly swollen, my tits full of milk? Yes, of course you do. You love the thought of it. Well, it's not going to be just a thought for much longer, darling. You will give me a child. Your child. You will watch my belly swell. You will watch my tits ripen and leak. And you will watch your child grow inside of me. Oh yes. And you will need to keep feeding me once I'm pregnant, of course. Children with your power are going to need a lot of energy to grow properly. Your cock is twitching inside me, darling. Are you nearly at your peak? Give it to me, darling. Give me your submission. Give me your seed. Yes, I need it, darling. I demand it. Empty yourself into me. Give it to me. Yes, give it to me. Now. Flood my womb with your seed. Tie yourself to me forever. Breed with me now. Breed me. Oh, you did so well, my handsome hero. Oh, I can feel your warmth inside of me. I can feel your power spreading into me. Oh, how lovely would it be to conceive on our very first time. Oh, but look at you. You didn't think that we were done, did you? Why, we're simply just getting started. I haven't even come close to fully draining you yet. Look, darling, there's still some seed on your cock. Let me fix that. Delicious. Oh, it's all right, darling. I know you're so sensitive. It's fine. You can moan as loudly as you want. There's no one here but us. Oh, don't stop struggling, darling. It feels so good when you do. Your ball still feels so full, lover. You still have so much to give me. Now then, my husband, try and sate my hunger.